Tampa is a dynamic city. Once home to a world-renowned cigar-making industry, some neighborhoods are now among the wealthiest in the nation. Life Malcolm is a member of the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization, which he helped start around 2002. He was the tour guide for what he called the Keeping It Real Tour at the RNC. Malcolm said he wanted to show a side of Tampa that Mayor Bob Buckhorn might not want to be seen.
He wants everybody to think that Tampa is Bayshore and beaches and nice shrubbery, beautiful palm trees, but he doesn't want you to see the people sleeping on the sidewalks, the people urinating in the alleys, all the boarded up homes, all the boarded up storefronts.
He said that the mayor and other elected officials haven't done enough to help reduce poverty in the city, despite grant money given specifically to help impoverished communities.
These millions of dollars that the city gets, whether it's from the federal grant program like Weed and Seed, Hope 6, TIF grants, the rest of it, community block grant money, it never goes to the benefit of the poor people who they use to acquire the money.
In nearby East Tampa, boarded up and gutted houses line the streets. One of the neighborhood residents identified herself as Mrs. Matthew and said living in the community has not provided a stable environment. She claims that electric bills run high and neighbors rarely stay for long.
Well, I stayed there for a year on 14th Street. I stayed in, like, three people moved in next door and moved out. They was moving in and out, and that's all the time, even with me. We moved a lot.
Another resident, Gladys Seabrook, has been homeless and unemployed for about a year due to what she attributes to the economic downturn. But thanks to the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign's efforts, she and her husband were able to move into a refurbished foreclosed home. Asking permission from neighbors, the group assumed ownership of the abandoned home. Vice presidential candidate for the Green Party, Sherry Hunkala, founded the organization.
Where a bank receives large sums of money to bail out homeowners and decides instead to foreclose on the family, chase them away in the middle of the night, give them cash for keys, makes another family homeless, continues to reap the wealth, and we're just tired of it. We think that it's really an archaic idea to have men, women, and children sleeping on the streets.
For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.